June 30th marks the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we'd like to celebrate this milestone with you. You're invited to an open house at the studio and office of Lutheran Public Radio beginning Tuesday afternoon at 4 on June the 30th. Food, friendship, and fun. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org. We hope to see you here in Collinsville, Illinois on Tuesday, June the 30th. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org.
I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe that God is the creator of all things and that the Holy Spirit is alive and well and working today. And I'm gay as can be, okay? All those years that I thought I was sick and should be cured, that I was sinful and should be forgiven, all those wasted prayers, all those wasted therapies, God made me gay. I wish I could say to young gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people across the country and around the world, love yourself, because God sure does. She made you just like you are and wants you desperately to accept that as a gift instead of trying to give it back. Accept it.
That's Mel White, founder of a religious gay activist group called Soul Force. We're going to be talking about Soul Force for the last half hour of this Tuesday afternoon program. I'm Todd Wilkin. Joe Dallas is our guest. He's program director of Genesis Counseling based in Tustin, California. And he's author of several books, including The Gay Gospel, How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Bible. Joe, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Good being with you again, Todd.
Joe, when you were a gay man struggling against the temptations in that lifestyle and that mindset, and some group like Soul Force, had that group come along to you and said, your gayness is a gift from God, don't reject it, accept it, live with it, this is how God made you, how would you have reacted?
Oh, I would have reacted favorably because it would be a repetition of what I was trying to tell myself, that in spite of what the Bible so clearly teaches, I was in fact just fine as a gay man, and homosexual relations were allowable in God's sight. The church was wrong, and society needed to overcome its homophobia. So, yeah, I would have found Soul Force's message very attractive, no doubt.
Soul Force seems to be built upon the premise that, by and large, the church, be it the Roman Catholic Church, whatever church it may be, is anti-gay, is homophobic. How do you respond to that initial premise?
It's a convenient premise, isn't it? Because who wants to be a bigot? If you can convince the public that a person's position makes him a bigot, then that person loses credibility with the public at large. So I think it's a clever tactic that they are using, but it defies logic. It defies common sense. To believe that something is wrong is not the same as believing you are better than another person. If I say that lying is wrong, I am not saying I hate the person who lies. I am better than the person who lies. God doesn't love the person who lies. I'm not saying that at all. I'm only saying that that behavior is wrong. The same is true of homosexuality. To say that it is wrong is not to make a statement of prejudice against the homosexual person. It is only to take a clear and a biblically based position on the behavior.
Let's talk a little bit about the group Soul Force and the scope of its activities. Where would someone be likely to run into a group representing Soul Force?
Okay, Soul Force is a gay activist group that is committed to going to different churches or Christian universities and coming onto the property and challenging the church or the university position on homosexuality. So where would you be likely to see Soul Force? Well, you'd be likely to see them if you attended a well-known Christian college or university. You'd be likely to see them if you were at a denominational convention with the United Methodist Church or the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America or the Southern Baptist Convention. You'd be likely to see them if you attend one of America's mega churches, because these are all locations that Soul Force targets every year. and contacts the people in charge of these locations to tell them that they will be visiting and they would like to have a meeting with the leadership of the church or the conference and debate whether or not homosexuality is legitimate.
What's the goal here?
Conversion. SoulForce makes it very clear on their website that they believe that the traditional Christian teaching on homosexuality, the teaching that homosexuality is a sin, that it is not what God intended, that teaching, SoulForce says, leads directly to suicide among homosexual people. It inspires people to commit an act of violence against a homosexual. For example, they say that Christian teaching inspires people to either beat up or murder homosexual people. And so they believe that in order to stop this violence against lesbians and gays, they need to go confront the churches that teach the message that leads to violence against lesbians and gays. So the purpose basically is to either convert the thinking of the church or, if need be, to silence the church by making it very hard on any church or pastor who continues to preach what the Bible has to say on this issue.
Does SoulForce as a group claim to be Christian itself?
It does and it doesn't. Let me explain that. Yeah, of course it claims to be Christian. And yet when you look at its statement of faith, you'll see a very broad sort of universalist approach to Christianity. Now, the founder of SoulForce is Reverend Mel White, who you were playing earlier, and you'll notice that his reference to God was as a she. That's a bit of a tip of his hat to feminist theology. SoulForce also teaches that, in essence, everyone is a child of God, no matter who they are, no matter what they believe. It is an ecumenical group. It does not claim that you have to be born again in order to see God or to become a child of God. It's more of a what you would call either a humanist group or a social justice group along the line of Gandhi's group or civil rights marchers who followed Dr. Martin Luther King.
When this is kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but among their goals or among their stated beliefs, that opposition to homosexual behavior must be changed or silenced. What do you think SoulForce means when they talk about, I mean, change kind of seems obvious, come around to our position and say homosexuality is okay. What does the silenced part look like when SoulForce goes to work?
Well, it means basically make it so hard on you if you preach that homosexuality is a sin that you'll find it more convenient to be silenced. Now, let's be fair to this group. I completely disagree with SoulForce, no question. But they are a nonviolent group. There is no indication that they have ever been involved in any form of violent behavior. No name-calling, no vandalizing, no threats of violence. They are a peaceful group, peaceful in that they do not in any way suggest or hint at any kind of violence. And in that sense, they're unlike other groups. There are other gay activist groups who would storm into a church shouting vulgarities and screaming at people and in many cases vandalizing the property. SoulForce would not do anything like that. They are a very peaceful group in that sense. But they also believe that through civil disobedience, they can make it so hard for a church to go on preaching against homosexuality, that the church will hopefully stop doing it.
They hold that the traditional Christian position on homosexuality is wrong. So what does SoulForce or its representatives, what do they do with the biblical texts that in a plain and simple reading seem to indicate that the a support for the traditional Christian view against homosexuality?
Well, they basically take that plain and simple text and make them no longer plain and simple. They complicate them. You can complicate anything in Scripture if you want to, Ted or Todd. All you need to do is say that the writer of the verse was not speaking so much of the behavior itself. He was speaking of other behaviors in context. There were different understandings of the behavior at that time. He didn't know what we know today about psychology and sexuality. Therefore, he must have meant something different than what we think he means. Now, you could apply that reasoning to any verse in the Bible. You can complicate it, or you can derive the meaning from the verse itself. In my opinion, Soul Force chooses to complicate it and thereby obscure what it plainly says. It's not unlike, if I may be a little political here for a moment, it's not unlike what some people attempt to do with our Constitution. It may say something very plainly, but if someone would like for it to say something else, they can impose that meaning onto the document, even though that's not at all what the framers of the Constitution intended.
So would they say that the Bible is, in essence, silent on homosexual behavior? 1 minute, Joe.
Yes, they would say that it is silent and that the scriptures that we think condemn homosexuality don't refer to homosexuality at all. So there's really nothing said in there to condemn homosexuality.
Joe Dallas is our guest. He's program director of Genesis Counseling based in Tustin, California. We're talking about the religious gay activist group called Soul Force. Joe is author of several books, including The Gay Gospel, How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Bible. When we come back, we'll get his response to another position held by this activist group. The traditional the Christian position on homosexuality is damaging, that it leads to self-loathing and then, of course, to things like suicide or to violence on the part of those who disapprove on the biblical basis of homosexual behavior. I want to hear from you. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 16th of June. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address is talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. When we come back, 10 more minutes with Joe Dallas on the religious gay activist group called Soul Force. We'll talk about whether or not holding a position, the biblical position, against homosexual behavior does damage to other people. Stay tuned. June 30th marks the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we'd like to celebrate this milestone with you. You're invited to an open house at the studio and office of Lutheran Public Radio beginning Tuesday afternoon at 4 on June the 30th. Food, friendship, and fun. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org. We hope to see you here in Collinsville, Illinois on Tuesday, June the 30th. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to God's gift of the internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
From Japan to Oslo, Norway, here is Simon. Simon, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I want to vote for Benny Hinn. My reason for doing so is because, Jesus, the second Adam, ascended to heaven, so I guess there's some truth to it.
Thank you very much. Apparently, they have senses of humor in Norway. Thank you very much for listening in Norway.
Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world. Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're talking about Soul Force, a religious gay activist group. Joe Dallas is our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You talked a bit about this a little bit before, and it seems to be part of the rhetorical, the strongest rhetorical argument that they may have, although I think it is baseless. They claim, Soulforce claims, that the traditional Christian view on homosexuality does damage and leads to violence. Is this true in any sense? Do they have a point?
They really don't. Now, let's not be too quick, though, to dismiss the fact that we should use our words carefully. We should be sure that our speech is seasoned with grace, that we're speaking truth and love. And certainly there are times words can inflame people into acts of violence. But I would argue that simply stating that something is wrong is clearly not the same as encouraging someone to do violence to the wrongdoer. But Soulforce is nothing if not clever, Todd, and here's why. If you can convince the public that a group's teaching is evil in the line of, say, the KKK or the American Nazi Party, why then you can generally turn public opinion so against that group that if you strip that group of its rights to freedom of speech and freedom of religion, nobody's going to care. I mean, just for a moment, think of if, say, the KKK opened up a shop down the street from your home and some outraged person broke into the shop and burned the place down. Well, that would be wrong, of course, but how sympathetic would you really be? Because you would consider, no doubt, their views to be so evil and destructive that you wouldn't care much if their freedom of speech and commerce was taken away. Believe me, that is what Soulforce and other groups like it are trying to achieve when it comes to the general public's attitude towards the conservative Christian church. There is a concerted effort being made to convince the American public that Bible-believing Christians who hold the traditional view on marriage and sexuality are in fact preaching something that is as dangerous and hateful as racist or Nazi ideology. And that's the first step towards ushering in hate crime legislation that will, in essence, eventually silence the church.
Now, from my perspective, it appears that they've been successful, or at least they've been able to piggyback on some successes. You mentioned before the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We could name others, Presbyterian Church USA, United Methodist Church, where the gay agenda seems to be quite strong. It might be being held in check by some what's considered arcane church rules, but it seems to be moving forward, and Soulforce always seems to be there when it is. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, you're quite right. Soulforce sees itself as being the modern civil rights movement, just as Dr. Martin Luther King needed to organize protest against organizations that promoted white supremacy. So Soulforce feels that it also needs to organize protest against the traditional Christian viewpoint. And so viewing itself in that way, it feels perfectly comfortable staging sit-in demonstrations at denominational conventions within the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. I know that on different occasions, Soulforce has in fact disrupted the denomination's official proceedings, as it has at the convention of the American Conference of Catholic Bishops and the Conference of the United Methodist Church as well. So it continues to believe that it is literally called by God to resist and silence the traditional Christian position on homosexuality. So this is a group that I believe is sincere in what it is doing and is sincerely very, very wrong in what it's doing.
And perhaps we haven't made this clear enough yet, but I take it from looking at their literature that their agenda isn't strictly the homosexual agenda, but what is now called by the acronym or by the series of letters, gay, lesbian, transgendered, and bisexual agenda. That's a bit broader, isn't it?
It's a bit broader, and I would encourage our listeners to watch the trends, Todd. A lot of people think that gay rights is just about legitimizing relations between two adults of the same sex. It isn't. It's also about legitimizing transsexualism, which is the belief that some people literally have the wrong person in their body. And so they go for sex change operations. A current example that I'm sure there will be a lot of publicity about is Chastity Bono, Cher's daughter, the daughter of the singers Sonny and Cher. She has recently announced that she is going to have surgery to, in essence, make her into a man. So transsexualism is a part of the gay rights movement, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, just like you said, GLBT. And the movement is seeking to legitimize the idea that it's perfectly right and healthy if a man says, hey, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body, that man ought to be able then to live as a woman, and that God himself will sanction that attempt. So really, the ramifications of this go way beyond homosexuality, Todd. They go right to the biblical concept of gender, the important distinctives of male and female, and I believe that cuts right to the very concept of the image of God.
Sean emails us. Sean says, alleged violence from the church against gays aside, what is it about the church that would lead this group to spend its time trying to sway when lobbying to another group, political or other, might get them where they want to go in their agenda faster and easier?
Well, it's a good question, Sean, but look at it tactically, okay? The gay rights movement has succeeded in shifting the thinking of most major institutions that influence American thought, the American Psychiatric Association, the Educational Association, the news media, the entertainment industry. All of these institutions have shifted over the past few decades to a very clear pro-gay position. Now, the last major institution that affects American thinking that has resisted that shift is the church. The culture shifted, and the culture is now turning to the church saying, hey, you guys, you shift along with us. And fortunately, many in the church are saying, well, we can't. We simply can't. And that's why the tension is arising. So if the last major institution influencing the culture against the acceptance of homosexuality is the church, then tactically it makes sense that the gay rights movement would target the church. And that, I think, is why you have this concerted effort to change the church's thinking.
Then with only about 30 seconds, is evangelicalism, kind of the broad stream of mainstream evangelicalism, is it exempt from the machinations of Soul Force or other gay activist groups?
Oh, far from exempt, Todd, just the opposite. It is targeted. Believe me, the goal of Soul Force is not just to win over one or two different denominations. It is to convert the thinking of as many Christians as can be converted, and then, if need be, to intimidate and silence those Christians who will not be converted. That includes all of us.
Joe Dallas is Program Director of Genesis Counseling based in Tustin, California. He's author of several books, including The Gay Gospel, How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Bible. Joe, thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk to Maggie Gallagher about the mistakes of social conservatives, and we'll discuss what boys need. Meg Meeker will be our guest. We're looking for your answer to the question, what does Issues Etc. mean to you? And we're giving you a way of answering that question. You can call our Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. The question is, what does Issues Etc. mean to you? Leave your answer on our comment line, 618-223-8384. Call anytime 24/7 with your answer to the question, what does Issues Etc. mean to you? We'd really like to have those answers in the next 2 weeks as we approach the one-year anniversary of Issues Etc.'s return to the air on Tuesday, June the 30th. 618-223-8384, the Issues Etc. comment line. Leave your answer to the question, what does Issues Etc. mean to you? I guess tactically it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? If every other institution, educational, political, policymaking, you name it, whatever kind of institution makes up the fabric of our society, has either acquiesced on the issue of the gay agenda or adopted an essentially pro-gay agenda. And the only institution left in society that is still very timidly raising its hand saying, wait a minute, maybe homosexual behavior isn't right, maybe it isn't good for society, and maybe the gay, lesbian, transgendered, and bisexual agenda, or however you want to put those letters together, maybe it isn't best for society either. If that's the church timidly raising its hand, tactically it makes sense. It explains a lot of what we've seen in mainline denominations and non-denominations as well. The question is, as one mainline denomination, the traditional old line church in America, falls like dominoes after another and says, yes, we'll be silent, or yes, we'll agree with the gay agenda, will the remainder of the church have the courage and the resources to continue to resist? I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.